Welcome to episode 1008 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. 1 Peter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Imagine you're at a gathering, and someone asks you, "Who are you?" Often, we respond by listing our roles, accomplishments, or affiliations. I'm a teacher, I'm a parent, I'm an entrepreneur. While those descriptions give others a glimpse into our lives, they don't capture the full essence of who we are. In a world that constantly pressures us to define ourselves by our achievements, possessions, or social standing, we are often left wondering, who am I really? The truth is, the most fundamental and enduring answer to that question is found in Scripture, in our identity as followers of Christ. Peter's words in today's passage remind us of our true identity, an identity that transcends the shifting sands of worldly definitions. In these two short verses, Peter presents a profound and liberating description of who we are in Christ, and today we will explore what it means to be a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and God's special possession. Peter begins by telling the believers, "You are a chosen people." What a remarkable truth. God himself has chosen us. But what does it mean to be chosen? To understand the depth of this statement, we must first grasp its Old Testament background. God's relationship with Israel is central to the idea of being chosen. In Deuteronomy 7, verse 6, God says to Israel, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession." Israel was chosen not because of their greatness, but because of God's love and faithfulness to his covenant. In the same way, Peter is reminding the church that we too have been chosen, not because of our merit, but because of God's sovereign grace. It's not about how good we are or how worthy we feel. It's about the fact that God, in his mercy, set his love upon us and called us his own. This truth should fill us with awe and gratitude. Being chosen means we have purpose. God didn't choose us randomly or arbitrarily. He chose us with intention. As believers, we are part of God's redemptive plan for the world. He chose us to be his witnesses, to shine his light in the darkness, and to make his name known. This is a great honor, but it's also a great responsibility. The world may reject us, but we are accepted and cherished by God, and that is what defines us. Next, Peter tells us that we are a royal priesthood. This is a title rich with meaning. In the Old Testament, priests were set apart to serve God, offering sacrifices and mediating between God and the people. But Peter adds the word royal, elevating the priesthood to a regal status. As Christians, we no longer need human priests to stand between us and God, because Jesus Christ, our great high priest, has opened the way for us to approach God directly. We now serve as priests ourselves, with the responsibility of offering spiritual sacrifices. But what does that look like in our daily lives? First, it means offering ourselves to God. Romans 12 verse 1 urges us to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. Our very lives, our time, talents, and resources are offerings to God. Everything we do should be an act of worship, from our work to our relationships, to how we treat others. This is part of our priestly calling. Second, being a priest means interceding for others. Just as priests in the Old Testament interceded on behalf of the people, we are called to pray for others and to stand in the gap for those who don't know Christ. We have the privilege of bringing people's needs before God's throne, trusting that he hears our prayers. Third, being a royal priesthood means we are representatives of God's kingdom. In ancient Israel, priests were set apart to reflect God's holiness. We are called to do the same. We are ambassadors of Christ, and our lives should reflect his love, grace, and truth to the world. It's a royal calling that demands integrity, compassion, and courage. Peter also calls us a holy nation. The word holy means set apart. This has significant implications for how we live. To be holy is not just about avoiding sin. It's about being distinct from the world in how we think, act, and relate to others. As a holy nation, we are set apart for God's purposes. Just as ancient Israel was called to be distinct among the nations, so the church is called to be a countercultural community. Our values, priorities, and behaviors should stand in contrast to those of the world. In a culture driven by individualism, greed, and division, we are called to live lives marked by love, generosity, and unity. But holiness isn't something we achieve on our own. It's something God works in us through His Spirit. In 1 Peter 1, 15-16, we are reminded, "Be holy, because I am holy." God Himself is the source of our holiness. As we submit to Him and walk in obedience, He makes us more like Christ. Being part of a holy nation means we are growing in godliness, seeking to reflect God's character in every aspect of our lives. Finally, Peter describes us as God's special possession. This is perhaps one of the most beautiful and intimate aspects of our identity in Christ. To be God's special possession means we are treasured by Him. We belong to Him. He takes delight in us. This truth brings immense comfort. In a world where we are often made to feel insignificant or unworthy, God declares we are His special possession. We are of infinite value to Him, not because of what we do, but because of who we are. His children, redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. This identity also means we are secure in God's love. Nothing can separate us from His love, and nothing can take us out of His hand. We are His, and He will never let us go. Knowing we are God's possession gives us the strength to face the trials and uncertainties of life with confidence and peace. Peter continues by saying we have been called out of darkness into His wonderful light. Before we knew Christ, we were in darkness, spiritually lost, blind to the truth, and enslaved to sin. But God, in His mercy, called us out of darkness and into the light of His grace. This transformation is central to our identity as believers. We are no longer defined by our past or by the darkness of sin. Instead, we are defined by the light of Christ that now shines in us. This light not only gives us hope, but also empowers us to declare God's praises to a world still trapped in darkness. As recipients of God's mercy, we have a testimony to share. Our lives should proclaim the goodness of the God who saved us, who called us out of darkness and made us His own. We are living witnesses to His grace, and our purpose is to declare His praises in both word and deed. Peter concludes by reminding us of the radical change that has taken place in our identity. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. These words echo the prophet Hosea's message to Israel, but they also apply to all who have come to faith in Christ. Before we knew Christ, we were spiritually homeless, alienated from God, and without a sense of true belonging. But now, we are part of the family of God. We are His people, united by His mercy and grace. This new identity brings us into a community where we are known, loved, and valued. Being part of God's people also means we have a mission. We are called to extend the mercy we have received to others, inviting them to experience the same grace that has transformed our lives. We are a people with a purpose, and that purpose is to live as God's representatives in a world that desperately needs His light. In 1 Peter 2, verses 9 to 10, we are given a glorious vision of our identity in Christ, chosen, royal, holy, and treasured. These truths shape how we see ourselves, how we relate to others, and how we live in the world. As God's special possession, we are called to live lives that declare His praises, lives that reflect His holiness and love. So today, remember who you are. You are not defined by your job, your status, or your past. You are a child of God, chosen and beloved, called to be His light in the world. Let this identity guide you, empower you, and give you hope as you walk in the wonderful light of His grace. Father, thank You for choosing us, loving us, and calling us into Your marvelous light. Help us to live each day knowing we are Your special possession, reflecting Your holiness and declaring Your goodness to others. Empower us to walk in Your light, to love others, and to boldly proclaim the hope and grace we have found in Christ. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.